New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Hey, Rock Klein Alley Show. Perhaps you've received and or given some dad advice in your life, and sometimes it works out to be good, sometimes it works out to be bad. Maybe you don't even know. Something your dad said to you when you were growing up, it just sits in there in your brain, and then 20 years in the future, you're like, that's what he meant.
But I can't think of anything.
I can't either. Except, as I've said, and this is the annual
telling. Sure, you told me some nice things.
Of the story of my dad telling me when I left to go on beach week after senior year of high school, he goes, don't get anyone pregnant, it will ruin your life. And I had a moment where I realized, oh, he's talking about me. I've ruined his life.
Yeah, but I think didn't they intentionally?
I think I was intended, but I think it was still a surprise.
But in your case, it wouldn't be, so it would ruin your life.
Right. He said, just don't get anyone pregnant, it will ruin your life. And I said, that's some sweet dad advice
well,
right there.
It could be big things like that or small things like 818. The best advice my father ever gave me was to always carry cash on me because you just never know. And it has saved me quite a few times, believe it or not.
Sometimes that dad advice comes back to bite you in the ass where you go, I carried cash with me because my dad told, and then I got robbed because the guy said he saw cash on me, so he took my wallet.
The father of all giveaways.
Our favorite piece of dad advice that we hear over the next few minutes will score themselves a brand new TV, courtesy of TCL. It's a 75-incher and giving away giant TVs all week. Hundreds and hundreds of inches of TVs coming in your direction, plus take the money so you can buy whatever you want. If it's beer, if you want bacon, someone said, if I win, I'm going to spend all the money on bacon. Could be a mountain of meat. The choice is yours. You'll have a gift card to Von's Albertsons Pavilion so you can get whatever you need for your grilling and or Father's Day and or summer needs.
I think if you ever want to have a longer conversation with your dad, just bring up TVs or meat.
There's no shortage
of things to talk about with that.
Mike, what is the best dad advice you've ever received or given?
Sweet divots, go B team. The best advice that my dad has ever given me is that if instructions are so important, the writing wouldn't be so small.
That's such a dad thing to say.
It's funny, though, because my dad reads the instructions top to bottom, cover to cover, watches YouTube videos on it before he even starts. He's one of those overly thorough guys.
I throw them out like with the packaging immediately. And then I just get all the pieces there, and I try to figure it out, and then whatever mess I put together, then I have to call a TaskRabbit to come and fix it. And then they say...
That's a true father.
And then they say, are there instructions with this? And I go, I threw them out, sir. I don't have them anymore.
But I have a pile of screws.
But I've got all these pieces.
And a tiny Allen wrench.
Can't you figure it out? All right, if the instructions were important, they wouldn't have made them so small. Yeah. It almost feels like it's one of those legal things. They have to put it in there, right?
For legal reasons. They have it in like six different languages.
Was he good at building stuff, Mike, or was he terrible at it, out of curiosity?
Oh, absolutely terrible. We had a deck that broke. It was awful.
A deck that broke. That's a very terrible thing to break.
That's such a weird thing to buy that has an instruction manual.
Yeah,
you build a whole deck.
Yeah, anything you put together, just put it together poorly.
About this deck at IKEA.
Hey, JR, what is the best and or worst dad advice you've ever given or received?
My dad told me when I was 18 years old, remember, kid, you ever meet a pretty hooker in Hollywood, it's either a man or a cop.
Oh.
Once again, strong dad advice right there. If you ever meet a pretty hooker, understand going in, it's either a man or a cop. There's no such thing as an actual pretty hooker.
Like a really beautiful.
Yeah. If things seem too
like
good.
Like the ones on the card that they give you.
Right. Oh, that's never what they look like
when
they arrive. But you know what, JR, that's actually turns out to be probably pretty sound advice, because if you're ever in a situation where you're like, I can't believe this beautiful person is going to sleep with me for 100
rose petals. Even if I'm going to pay her.
Right. It still seems too good to be true. And then that's when you get arrested and brought in for solicitation.
Speaking of. Didn't a certain listener promise to add to the prizes?
Oh my God, that was wild. This I don't even think we should
say. Okay, we'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah, we should.
We do have a hooker listener.
She's not a hooker.
Very nice.
She's not a hooker.
I thought she was.
No, she's a hoe bag.
She's a professional
sex worker.
But I don't think she likes the term hooker.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
And she did show up at our Buzzball event, and she did say that she would like to throw something into this prize pack we're giving away, in addition to the TV and the meat to make it truly the greatest Father's Day ever.
Think about the one other thing that you would like to have on that day.
And it ain't conversation. But she said that she would be open to doing it, doing a mouth party for...
For each winner.
For not each winner.
Oh.
She said the one winner.
Assuming
that they were tested first.
Yeah.
And I said,
she's awesome, by the way.
I don't think we can give that away on the air, although I wish we could, because that would make everything a lot better.
Yep. You hear that, Uncle Scott?
TV, Mountain of Mead, and a mouth
beach.
Party? I mean...
Is that okay for radio?
The father of all giveaways.
Just got better. So we'll have to have an off-air conversation about that as well.
I don't know if this is the person we were just talking about, but 562 said hooker and professional sex worker both work great. Thank you, guys.
I believe that is her. She's the winner of our Olympics.
Yeah.
And she would like to make this an even better Father's Day for someone. Wow. We say hi now to RJ. From BJ to RJ, good morning, you're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
What is the best and or worst dad advice you've ever given or received?
I don't know if it was the best or the worst, but my father would always tell me, when your girl's mad at you, always keep it going. You know, it might flip around.
If your girl's mad at you, always keep it going because it might turn around?
Yeah, so to the point where she gets mad that she can't be mad anymore. But, you know, I found out they'll just start to hit you instead.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. So, it can always get worse, so is what you're saying.
Domestic violence.
The dad's advice was just eventually she'll run out of mad, so she'll just be like...
Come back around.
Or she'll come back around to happy again.
And your experience was she didn't run out of mad, she just hit you.
Yeah, she just went straight to the hitting.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that turned out to be bad dad advice right there. Because he's probably thinking to myself, I don't need to apologize.
My dad said you're going to run out of mad. Stop it. What are you going to run out of mad?
This is like a bottomless pit of mad.
This mad hurts.
Where'd that knife come from?
All right, well, that is that took a turn.
That's not funny.
Hey, Martha, welcome to Dad Advice, good, bad, or otherwise, to get you ready for Father's Day, which is happening on Sunday. What's up?
I think my best advice would be that every time I pour the beer, make sure I tilt my glass so I won't get too much of the foam.
Oh, that's very good advice.
Right,
just
there.
How to pour a beer properly. It's a small thing, but important.
You don't want to be one of those noobs that just puts the whole thing 90 degrees and just you have nothing but head and no actual beer.
Do you ever see somebody do that?
Yeah, it's the worst. When you see someone that does not know how to even pour a beer, fill a beer, any of that, it is remarkable that they made it that far in their life.
Well, like Johnny, when we were doing his drinking every day,
right.
He couldn't pour beer properly.
Nope, because Johnny's not a drinker. We say hi to Jess on K-Rock, looking for your best and or worst dad advice you've received. What's up, Jess?
Hey, so it was our wedding day, and my dad-in-law decided to give some very unsolicited advice. He told us to wear wigs in the bedroom to keep things spicy.
On your wedding day, your new father-in-law said to you, wear wigs in the bedroom to keep things spicy?
Yes, and he's been divorced 3 times. I don't know where he gets this information from.
I'm leaving you, but I'm wearing a wig. It's funny.
But is the idea that the wigs are like you're sleeping with new people? Is that the idea? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what that's the idea. So,
yeah.
Got it. It's like a stranger. You don't get bored with the same, it's the same boring brunette again. But not tonight.
She's a funny girl with a mullet.
She's got a rainbow clown wig tonight.
All right. She's a rat tail.
Hold on 1 second, Jess. That's very strange.
That's pretty great.
Unsolicited, too, just to come up and say that.
And, yeah, if you put that in practice, too, just to give no warning and suddenly come out of the bedroom with a wig on.
Oscar, what is the best and or worst bit of dad advice you've ever received? What's up?
The best advice I got, also Sweet Divots, was, he kept it simple, don't stick your penis in crazy, and if you do, let it match your crazy.
Sometimes you don't always know that,
Don't
though.
Stick your penis in crazy.
And if you do, make sure it matches your crazy.
Did he say, don't stick your penis in crazy glue? Because that's also good dad advice right there. That's what I would say. But
fact that he would think you would try that, and that you need advice to not do it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know. That's the real reality.
Yeah, you don't realize someone's crazy until after.
Yeah, sometimes
every Netflix documentary.
Sometimes that's the thing that activates the crazy. Also, like it wasn't crazy.
ding. It's like a carnival.
Right, that's the key that unlocks the crazy. All right. Interesting. We say good morning now to Kelly on K-Rock. Kelly, best or worst dad advice you've ever given or received?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I never understood this until I reached the age, but my dad used to always tell me you'd never trust a fart after 40.
Why?
I get that.
You do?
I know what she's saying.
Why?
Yeah, because she's saying...
You know why? You got crap your pants.
It's a Jake situation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, you know... that Jake, is that good dad advice, though?
I mean, yeah, it's just good advice if you have what I have.
Right.
Jake.
Jake hasn't been able to trust a fart since he was 20.
Yeah, I know,
Jake's never been able to trust a fart.
Man, so
that
every time...
Scary.
You're just scared every time you fart?
Oh, man, terrified.
Yeah, Jake goes through life. You ever see Jake's face? Sometimes he looks like he's scared for no reason.
Yeah, that's his eyes are kind of wide.
Yeah, then he has that moment of relief. Like, yeah. All right, well, that's disgusting.
I didn't crap myself this time. Woo!
That's right.
Good
Kevin on K-Rock. Good morning. Hi, welcome. Dad Vice on K-Rock. What's up?
Yeah, I'm an old man, and my dad just told me, and I hope this isn't too much, once you beat the smell, you got it licked.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't understand that one either. But that seems like something a dad would say at some point.
And then they're like, think about that, son. And you're like, okay.
Think about it. Andrew on K-Rock. Dad advice, given or received. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
So I'm pretty straight-edged in high school and college, and my dad tried to get me to smoke and told me, eat before you smoke. Well-fed and not have to go out, and you avoid the potential of getting pulled over.
So eat first. That's something
dad
would say.
Eat first before smoking and drinking. Yes, absolutely good advice.
Jen, looking for dad advice, good, bad, or otherwise. What's up?
Hi, good morning, guys. So I have some advice. My dad told me when I was pregnant with my first daughter that to remember I'm not eating for two, but I'm just eating for one and a little bit.
Oh. That's all right. It's weight shaming.
Let's go ahead and put that again on Allie, who's pregnant now. Allie, remember, you're not eating for two. You're eating for one in just a little bit.
I might be eating for four in here. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, Allie's creating a whole soccer team just
my
in time for,
are getting huge
for World
already.
Cup. Are they really?
Yeah, they're big and hurt.
Wow. All right, we got to break down some of this great dad advice we've received. Someone's going to win a TV in a moment. And if we didn't get to yours, I'm sorry. We have to keep the show moving. It is the father of all giveaways. Giant TV, giant piles of meat. We'll process all of the moments, all the advice we just heard. Let us know on the text line who you think is worthy. Come back after this System song, give that TV away, and then the show moves on. Of course, if you missed it, we announced earlier this morning, Evanescence is your next destination. Montreal is where you'll be going to see them, and that is coming up in less than 30 minutes for K-Rock's Road Trip USA.